This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
TGIF and our nice temperatures continue. Boy, it's just gorgeous. You know, it's not going to be long, you guys. Couple of months, we're complaining about the heat, so take this while you can. We'll only top out in the low 70s today. Lots of sunshine. Still a little bit breezy at times. Doesn't look quite as windy as yesterday, but still a little bit breezy. But boy, what a pretty day. And again, don't let your guard down on this sun. We're getting into April now, and the rays of sun are pretty direct now already. The days are getting longer, and even though the temperature feels cool, you still can get a pretty significant sunburn in a pretty short period of time, and that's going to be true through the weekend, but nice otherwise, and we've peaked with that pollen, which is even better, right? Chilly tonight. We drop into the 40s. There may be some places in western Nassau and far northwestern Duval County that touch 38 or 39 degrees by morning. Likewise for tomorrow night and early Sunday morning, so it will be chilly, but nice otherwise. Near 70 for afternoon highs tomorrow. Will be a solid 5 degrees below average, and the winds will start to come in a little stronger off the Atlantic through the middle of the day in the afternoon, and it'll make it rather brisk at the beaches where temperatures will only be in the 60s. Not really a beach day tomorrow. Now, we will start a more sustained warming trend on Sunday after that very chilly start early in the morning. We'll reach into the mid-70s in the afternoon. It'll still be a little bit of an onshore wind, so it will be at least a little cooler on Sunday, but Sunday is the warmer day of the 2 days over the weekend. And then as we get into early next week, much warmer temperatures, around 80 on Monday and the low 80s on Tuesday. It still doesn't look like the next front will reach us until about Thursday. That's our next best chance for rainfall, some showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms then. But otherwise, a rather dry pattern and initially cool that'll warm up the early part of next week. So for our beaches this weekend, we have a moderate rip current risk tomorrow, low to moderate rip current risk on Sunday. We have cool water temperatures as you'd expect this time of year in the mid-60s. We have those very cool temperatures tomorrow. It'll be on the cool side for the beaches, with surf averaging about three, occasional four-footers, with that onshore flow increasing. And then Sunday, the air temperature is milder. It'll make it into low 70s and even warmer for the early part of next week. And, of course, the countdown continues, and it's just around the corner. The big solar eclipse. Not so big for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but still interesting nonetheless and pretty cool to see. 64% of the sun will be covered, and we'll have the big UNF viewing party in collaboration with Action News Jax. And we'll be giving away free eclipse glasses, which is great. You need that for your eyes. Make sure you're taking care there. I've posted in the Burrish blog and on our Eclipse page, and also my Facebook fan page and Twitter at Mike First Alert, ways that you can make your own viewing devices. Use a shoebox. You can use a funnel from the kitchen. You can use a cereal box. You can just use a piece of paper and put a pinprick in it and project the image of the sun down to the ground. So there are numerous ways to make this pretty easy viewing and pretty painless, but check it out and make sure you're doing it right, especially explain it to the kiddos. But otherwise, it is safe to be outside during an eclipse. It is okay for your pets to be outside. There's not anything really overly weird about an eclipse, despite all the stuff you might be hearing or seeing, or maybe if you're one of those that think social media is the fact-based place, and many times it's not. So be careful what you're reading out there, and just realize it's going to be a heck of a celestial event Monday afternoon. A partly cloudy sky is the forecast, so we'll probably have at least some cloudiness to deal with, but we should have enough sun to be able to see it. The peak for Jacksonville is at 3:05 p.m., and we'll have that little more than two-thirds of the sun covered, 64%. The next big eclipse, you got to wait a while, 21 years. 2045 will be the next great American eclipse, and that one will be big for Florida, where there'll be totality for a good part of the parts of central, western, and southern Florida. Not quite totality for Jacksonville, but darn close. So that's going to be a fun one. And I'm going to count it down as long as I can until that one in, I believe it's in August of 2045, but we have to wait 21 years, and that's going to be pretty cool. The last one was in 2017, and I've posted in the Burrish blog, and we'll have a story airing today and through the weekend about what I experienced during 2017 and how we talked about the next one that's still 7 years away, but we can't wait. And wow, all of a sudden, here it is. So take it all in. If you're headed to totality by any chance, pack your patience. There's going to be a lot of people. Weather's an issue for Texas on up into parts of the Missouri and even maybe Ohio Valley as far as cloud cover especially goes. So we'll see how that all plays out. And there's a good chance that yours truly will hopefully have a sneak peek of what's going on under totality out west. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.